we found a way to, you know, to move the ball down the field, get ourselves in position, and Jason did what Jason does, you know, and it worked out.
We know how much of a warrior you are. You came back and finished that game. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, Tommy Nathan told me I scored a game-winning touchdown. Like, thanks, Tommy. I thought we was boys, you know what I'm saying? But it's just one of those things, man. It's part of the job, and it's sometimes you're going to get dinged up, you know. And so the good thing is we had some guys came in. David Kirkus came in, did a good job, and, you know, Javon stepped up and made a couple plays, and that's what team is about. You know, our defense is playing excellent. They haven't given up a touchdown, and that's something that I hope to look forward to every week. Is those guys saying, you know what, don't worry about it. Well, y'all figure it out. Well, you know, we'll take over, and they did a good job.
All right, I said two. I'm done.
Good.
Rod, thanks, Rod.
For you, that's got to be the toughest thing in the world for you not to be out there with
the team. That's true. And, that's the part that's hard, man, in those types of games, rivalry games and games I've played in so many times. You know, you want to be out there and be on the field. But as a precautionary measure, they told me not to go back in. So, but at the same time, we won. And that's important. For us right now, that was our first one, and it was something that we needed.
You know, you've been around long enough. You know 1-2 would have been disastrous.
Hey, 1-1 is disastrous, you know, honestly for me. But you know, I have high expectations. We have high expectations as a team, as an organization, and everything we do, we want to be the best. And, you know, right now we got to find our way on offense because we're not executing some of the things that we have in the game plan. We're not executing those plays, and we'll get it figured out. We'll figure it out as a group, and I think internally we'll figure it out as players. No coaches, just the players have to figure out what am I doing to, you know, move us back instead of move us forward. You know, each individual guy's got to step up and figure out a way to be better.
It's only two games, but is it too early to get worried about offense?
You're a reporter. You always worry. You need an angle. So you go ahead and write your little angle that offense sucks and this and that. And you know, but the thing is it's hard, man. In this business, it's very hard to move the football. It is. And you know, you got their team, and like I said earlier in the week, they're playing a lot better on defense. They're a lot more aggressive than they've been in the past. The coach has them going in a good direction. At the same time, we found a way to win the game, and that's most important. And we had some guys step up when we needed them, and that's what it's about. You're not going to get a chance to blow everybody out. You know, we want to, but at the same time, we know as an offense we got to play better. If we want to get to where our ultimate goal is, we have to play better.
How do you feel right now?
I'm good. I feel fine.
Like you said earlier in the week that you owe the defense one. Do you owe them two now, or did the overtime drive make
win?
Up for it? I'm saying, did the overtime
did we
drive
win?
Make up for that?
No, we still owe. We still owe. I mean, and the thing is because they expect us to play a lot better, and we expect to play a lot better. So, you know, it's just one of those situations where we have to just look at it and be hard on ourselves as a group. And like I say, it'll be one of those things where it's not no coaches involved. It's just be all players. Let's figure out, you know, what are we not doing, or the things we are doing, how can we make those things better? You know, because we got to make it a lot easier for our quarterback. We got to make it a lot easier for our running backs. And at the same time, as a unit, we'll find a way to move the ball down the field.
Kansas City defense was throwing a lot of different things at you. It was kind of a little bit confusing at times. So that's pretty
fair. Yeah. And that's what we saw on tape, man. They, like I said, they played a lot better on defense than they did in the last few years. You know, honestly, they went and bought some good football players, and they put those good football players to the test. And, you know, bringing those safeties off in a cover eight look and bringing those safeties off the edge is hard for a quarterback to see that, because when he's coming at the last minute like that, you know, it's disrupted a little bit of our running game and, of course, our passing game, because it makes him force throws and to try to get out of the pocket. But for the most part, we found a way to win, you know, and this game is always going to be a grind. It always comes down to who has the ball last and those types of things. And it's one of those rivalries that you love playing in. And for our unit to come out on top is a good thing, you know, but we still know we have some work to do. You know, our defense is playing the best football I've seen them play, you know, since I've been here. And at the same time, offensively, we got to catch up. We're a little bit behind right now, and we have to get those guys some cushion for it. The hard work that they're putting in, they need to get a chance to sit back and relax a little bit. But, you know, the way they play, I mean, they love those kind of battles and those kind of grinds anyway.